Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you join us on another Business of Digital podcast. As always, hey Dave, how's it going?
It is going, sir. It is going.
All right.
The holidays are approaching quickly.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I said all of the holidays are here.
Oh, yes.
Approaching, depending on which day this goes live.
You know, yeah. And you never know. But, you know, it's we were chatting before we started recording, as we do. And this is going to be one of those fun analytical ones. Ba-dum-bum. But you love that, don't you? My kids love that.
We are going to be talking about sexy, making data sexy.
So would we make Annie proud?
So
no, we wouldn't. But we are going to talk why your analytics conversion data is trash. And I'm going to kind of kick this off with a little story that I was sharing with you, Dave, and then you could jump into it and share the real meat of it. But
no, this is a perfect lead-in example.
So. Awesome. So, you know, the other day there's little projects that I take on here and there, and I have a local friend of mine, and I help him with all his, you know, he's on all the Google Analytics and Webmaster Tools and everything like that, and it was interesting because he forwarded me an email, and it was one of those analytics snippets that you get from one of them talking about how you got this many more visitors, or you were up this much percentage or down this percentage, and he was down a certain percentage, and he was freaking out in the email saying, like, what's going on? Like, did we do something? Is something changed on the website? And I was like, take a deep breath. You know, has anything changed? Like, you know, like, have the number of calls that you're getting, have they changed? You know, have you noticed a difference? Well, no, not really. Let's go look at some of your rankings. And they were all there, and everything was, you know, basically I had to hold his hand and help him know that, hey, everything's okay. And don't take this for the Bible or whatever you want to call it. And freak out. Let's just see what happens. Let's pay attention to it. Let's not ignore it, but let's pay attention to it and see what these numbers say to us the following week or the following month or whatever it might be. And so the point was, there was really nothing that had changed. There was a little bit of information that was given that spooked him, and it shouldn't have. And again, I think that's perfect perfect, like you said, segue into, again, why, you know, if this is your one source, if all you're looking at, and I like how you put this earlier, Dave, but like, if this is all that you're looking at as far as like seeing what's going on with your website, if you're just looking at the information that Google gives you with analytics, it's going to be trash.
Omniture.
Yeah.
Any system or whatever you use.
Even exactly. If it's like, so yeah, go ahead, jump into it. Yeah, do it.
Well, no, I was just going to say, like, it doesn't matter if it's Omniture or... I don't even know what other systems people use these days. It's usually one of those two, or like just AW Stats or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's and specifically what brought this up was an article on Unbounce about how your B2B conversion rate basically is wrong, and it's true. If you do e-commerce, Google Analytics and stuff, unless you really screw up your tagging, you're probably going to be pretty close, at least for sales and stuff. That doesn't include now returns or people that, you know, find the website and then call, but you probably calculate that differently or include it in some other way and assume that they came from the website. If you use different phone numbers and stuff, but don't want to get too deep. But I think for more of a lead gen type site or a company that requires, like, you know, I work with a lot of B2Bs. There's a lot of email capture. There's a lot of price quotes. There's a lot of, you know, webinars and white papers and subscribes to all sorts of things. And when you start looking at the data in Google, that never includes scrub data. Like, if I was to go to your website and fill out the form five times the same day or the same month, it would count it as five conversions.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Very good point.
Your site, your page is just killing it.
but why am I not making any money, Dave? It doesn't make sense.
But why are my salespeople bored? Or, well, yeah. You know,
Why am I paying them to look at Facebook?
Jim Jimmy and Sally Sally, first name Sally with, you know, email address of Sally at whatever your company.com is, just to get past the filter. You know, because who hasn't filled out a form like that with fake info?
Yeah, no doubt.
I literally filled one out the other day with my right email address because I wanted them to send it to me, but I may have changed my phone number.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't want them to have my phone number.
Nope.
So is that a good lead? Is that a quality conversion? I don't know. Depends on how you look at it. I worked in a place before where we actually had, from when the lead came in, you can do only so much stuff with on the page with JavaScript and stuff.
Right.
But, and we would have it go into Salesforce. But before it went into Salesforce or HubSpot or whatever your CRM is, we would scrub the lead. And we would double check if it was a valid phone number, if the email address, the address, like any of the information we could. We would pay a couple pennies, I think it was, per lead, and scrub them.
Huh. Interesting.
And so Google would say, oh, hey, you had an awesome day. You had 80 leads from, you know, the site. And I'd be like,
what did it end up being, really?
Well, it was really only 25.
Gotcha.
So analytics would tell us one thing. And I've seen the same thing with, especially for AdWords, which is why whenever Google's really, you know, tells me to lean on conversions and the AI for a B2B side of things, the thing that scares me the most is that the Google Analytics and that conversion data always isn't right. So it's getting like false positives. It's, oh yeah, we converted a lot of these things. Yeah, but there was clearly people that were confused and filled out a form because they thought they were contacting support. That's not really a conversion. So I really don't want to be spending $80 per click now.
No.
Versus the $5 we were spending. And I think a lot of people use that data. And I've been in-house and had an agency that, despite the fact that every month we would tell them that this data is garbage, it's not valid. It's not, you know, I know.
So are they taking that data though, and are they presenting it to their bosses that don't know any better as like,
this was,
look what we're accomplishing.
This specific example was when I was in-house and we had an agency managing the PPC for us for a little while. And month after month, despite us telling them to stop using that metric, they would keep bringing it up. And I just saw my boss's head explode, I remember, because like he would actually give them the real numbers and they would keep quoting the number out of Google, despite the fact that we would actually send over it or just told them not to reference that number because it was junk and it was a waste of our time to talk about it.
But yet they wanted to keep going back to it because that's the only...
Because that was the metric they thought that mattered.
Yeah.
And it does, but their metric was wrong.
Yeah.
But whatever Google is telling you is wrong because we scrubbed the data. It's like, you know, the time we tested the other day and we were testing the forms, those went through. Your little system is counting those 5. It's like we didn't even use that landing page other than to test it. So there's 5 there that don't even count.
Yeah.
And there's other things like I was working with someone recently about trying to figure out how much social media traffic they're getting. And it took me down an old path of but I forgot how many social networks there are. And this is a couple of years, like a 2-year-old post, I think, from Annie, or maybe even 3 now, where Google, you know, not everything is grouped into social. Just because it doesn't show up in show, it can show up in direct or not direct, but like referral or, you know, other stuff. And at one time there was like 500 different social networks. Think about that, 500 different social networks. So when you look at social, it's not even bringing in remotely any of those.
No,
so it's not real. It's not your real social.
No.
The number of times that I've seen, and I'm the first to admit, I'm pretty decent in analytics, but I am by no means an expert. The number of times that I see bad setups or weird filters or people that don't have filtering on for bots, people that have only one profile, despite them having like three different sites, multiple domains, all these filters and stuff, and they don't have like a raw data thing to even ever look at. What's another one? One time recently, I think it was like a year or so ago, I saw someone that had, if you engaged with their chat, it would fire up an event. And I think even if the chat loaded an event, I don't know, it wasn't that way. But if you fire off like a micro event like that, and then the person leaves the page, it doesn't count. They interacted with something, so it's not like a bounce.
Gotcha, interesting.
So it can throw off your data.
Yeah, that would definitely throw it off.
It's not like they filled out a real form. If they just click the chat and then they don't actually interact, that would not count as a bounce, I think, in their case.
Reminds me of Facebook. If you watch like, what was it, 1 or 2 seconds of the video counted as a...
They counted it as what, 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the same Facebook.
No.
I think they were sued and I think they had to pay out like $40 million for that.
Yeah.
But that's a different problem.
Different problem, but same world is what we're talking about, I guess.
Yeah, and not to pick on Google Analytics, I mean, Omniture, I remember, you know, if you don't set it up correctly from the get-go, I don't know, I haven't honestly dug into Omniture too much lately, but I just remember looking at clients that had Omniture set up and asking if we could get the organic traffic, and them realizing that no one had ever asked that in a year that had been live, and it hadn't been set up that way.
Huh, interesting.
And the fact that at that time, Omniture had to be set up to calculate the different channels boggled my mind. That was like many years ago now, but...
You want to know the useless trivia many years ago with Omniture? This was like back in 2006 or 7, I think 2006, but I actually was hired by them to do SEO stuff. Link building. So completely unrelated to like the stuff that's frustrating you with analytics, but anyway.
Yeah, well, there's so much. And I think so many people, like the traffic data and all that stuff is one thing. But when you start looking at the conversion data and start reporting it on it as if it is the holy Bible, and this is, you know, this is the our data that we shall follow until the end, you're going to be in trouble.
So how do you,
especially if you're in B2B and lead gen.
So just kind of curious, like what would you suggest to those people that maybe that the only source that they have is the Google Analytics? Like how would you, you know, what kind of caveats?
CRM, you should have your own sales data.
Yeah. Yeah. What should they do?
You should. So many options. You should be tracking all of your campaigns with UTM codes and passing it into analytics and making sure that every lead that comes in or every conversion is tracked to those UTM and those campaigns.
Well, and the simple stuff like you were talking about, making sure that they're not sharing data that if I'm testing it 5 times to make sure that this form's worked, you don't count this as 5 leads, but just simple analytics stuff like that. But analytics, that's what I'm saying. So yep, they need to start paying attention. Even if your analytics is telling you this, scrub that data and figure it out and make it right and then present that data.
I've always used the Google Analytics and Omniture type conversion data as directional and assumed that it was wrong, like honestly.
Interesting. Like,
unless the client or internally, we would only report internally on data out of the CRM. If I ever gave one of my bosses or if someone ever gave me data, conversion data, and said, look, we're killing it, I'd be like, what does the CRM say? What is the sales team doing? What does the customer service team said about those those people?
Yeah, you know, something interesting, my final thought on this, Dave, is one of the things that you had mentioned was a quick LinkedIn search for roles on marketing and advertising brought 2,282,979 results in the U.S. and Canada alone.
Oh, in the Unbounce article? Yeah.
Yeah. And so how many of those people are presenting wrong numbers like we're just talking about? Like how many of those 2 million plus are presenting these type of wrong numbers? And it got me thinking, and it's kind of interesting. But Yeah, final thoughts?
Use your CRM data. You know, if you ever have to present to a client, if you ever have to present internally to any stakeholders, use your own CRM data, because otherwise, you know, I do a talk about trying to win leadership and trying to win product owners and project managers and different people on your team. If you're all using different numbers, and if your numbers are coming from your analytics and they're like, oh, look, we did this campaign last month and we want to do it again, and, you know, we generated 50 leads or 500 leads or 500 quote requests, or we had 300 people, you know, sign up for the webinar. When the marketing person goes, yeah, you had 300 people sign up, but only 25 showed up. And of those 300, only even 40 of them had valid email addresses. You know, and since then, only 5 more have watched the replay. So really, your 300 is 30.
I laugh, Dave, because I think about this with this Google event that we just put on at Avalanche, and I had sent out 47 invites to different
people, you know,
clients, people, potential clients, and around 12 of them RSVP'd and were coming to the event, and everybody at the event was coming up and saying, like, how did you get so many people signed up? That's awesome, blah, 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 this and that. And the sad reality of it was, only 2 of them came.
I was going to say 2 came.
Yep. 2 came. But yeah, everyone in the office and everybody, you know, was like...
Because 12 people said they were going
to. Yeah, exactly. And so they didn't scrub down even... I mean, it's a high-level example but and kind of funny, but it's going to exactly what we're talking about to the point of this. But anyway.
Well, yeah, you sent off 47 emails. You had a decent conversion of 1 out of 4, about.
Yep.
But when you actually look at how many really showed up or stepped forward, not so good.
Nope, not so good at all.
Clearly, we need to work on your email skills there, Matt. But no, that's exactly the point. It's your conversion data. Like, I trust the and problems with cookies tracking and JavaScript and people clearing their cookies showing up as new user versus old, or you know, the number of people that have browsers that don't accept any of that stuff, I don't believe is very high. But yeah, just the conversion data is what I focus on and really question the most when it comes to analytics type things. There's so many ways for it to be wrong, especially if I do so much in lead gen, I just don't trust it. It's, you know, I will report on it for my PPC clients and say, okay, we had 5. What did you really have? What came through that was valid? Because as we look at the next month or the next quarter and we decide where we're going to put spend, it's like, okay, this one's generating 15 leads. Why, you know, or conversions. Did they sign up for a webinar? Did they actually go through it? Where are they in the stages of the CRM? Were they all valid, invalid? Were they just not qualified? Did the salesperson just drop the, you know, the did they just drop it and not follow up? Like, what kind of quality are we getting?
Yeah.
Like, I only have access to see that 4 people or 20 people or 30 people or none. But then there's also the in 2-3 months, you know, in buying cycles. If your buying cycle is 6 months to a year, are you tracking that stuff long term to understand that this campaign, we converted 5 people 6 months ago, and each month we converted 5 to a lead, but they never did anything. Oh, but here we are 6 months, and now 1 out of each of those 5 is converting.
Well...
But we turned it off 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Because the data said that nothing, you know, like, you got to look at the long and short term, but also what's coming out of your CRM and your sales and, you know, your back end, not the analytics. That's my rant.
Perfect.
I'm done.
All right. Well, hopefully we made, you know, we could call this making data somewhat sexy because, you know.
How about making data valid?
There you go. All right, guys. Well, thank you for taking the time to listen to us. For Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Soltel with Avalanche Media, and look forward to having you guys on the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.